Ela Pekudei HaMishkan. These are the reckonings of the Mishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, the Mishkan of Testimony, Asher Puker Alpi Moshe, Avoidas HaLeviyim, Yadi Somer Ben Aaron HaKoyim. So Rashi says, Mishkan HaEdus, Edus Hi LiYisrael, Shevitir Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Al Maisa HaEgel. It's Edus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevater on the Maisa HaEgel. What's the Raya? Shari Hishra Shchinose Beneyam. He rested his Shchina amongst them with the Mishkan. To Raya, he was Mevater on the Maisa HaEgel. So first of all, there's a Hora over here. Chazal say it's a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Nuna Min Aleph. Omer of Chanina, Kol Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran Hu, Yivotru Chayev. Someone that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevater on Averis, Yivotru Chayev, his life should be Mevuter. Shenema HaTzur Tomim Po Aloi, Ki Kol Bracha Mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, I'll be Mishpat. So how does it shaykh to say over here HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevater on the Maisa Egel Shalchayra was such a chumr to get in? So how does it shaykh to say Hashem was Mevater on the Maisa HaEgel? Secondly, ki yodua, that it says Pakoit Pakadati, that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a chait in Klal Yisrael, he also remembers the shtickle of the chait HaEgel, and we get a little bit punished for the chait HaEgel. Is that in the chlor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Mevater on the chait HaEgel? So what's the pshat over here? It's Eidus LiYisrael that Hashem was Mevater on the Chet HaEgel. So the Sefer Dorash Mordechai brings down a Moedike Teretz from HaGoyin Reb Yitzchok Hutner Zatzal, the Pachad Yitzchok. He says in Matan Torah there were two stages. And we say it in the Birchas HaTorah. Asher Baruch HaBonu Mikol HaAnim was number one. V'Nosem Lonu Es Torosoi is number two. On the second day of Sivan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Koy Seimer Leveis Yaakov, Esagei Levenei Yisrael, V'yisem Li Segula Mikol HaAnim. He chose us from all the nations of the world. That was the Bechira, Asher Baruch HaBonu Mikol HaAnim. Secondly, on the day that the Torah was given, we were given the Torah. So it comes out, when a person does an Aveira, he's really being Chayte in two different things. Number one, in that special relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are the Segula Mikol HaAnim. So we're being paigeya in that special relationship. And number two, the person's being paigeya in the tzivui HaTorah. So when does the Gemara say that HaKadosh Baruch is not a vatrin? That's on the chait itself connected to the Torah. Person's over on the Torah, there's a Shulchan Aruch, exactly how a Yid has to fear zich. And a person's over, and he goes over that line, HaKadosh Baruch is not a vatrin. He's a Rabbein Shalom of Mishpat. But on the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a father to a son, on that, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Mevater. So when it says over here, Eilu Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, it's Edus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevater by resting the Shechina with us. Not the Shad, he was Mevater on the Chet. The Chet Taket is a Pekoy Pekadati that we're paying up in installments over the years. But in the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, we're bonim. Bonim atem l'Hashem alekeichem, in that relationship. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hishri shchinosi b'seichenu, and that he showed that in the relationship, he was mevater on the chet ha'egel. And the Sfasemes asks a different question. Sfasemes asks, what's the raya from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested his shchina amongst us, that he was mevater? Says the pasuk, Ani Hashem Hashoichin Itam B'chol Tumaisam. Even amidst the tuma, he rests with us. So it's no right that we had a kapara for the chet ha'egel. You see, even in tuma, he rests amongst us. So Zot Tzvazemes, that's once the Shechina is down here already, and we're chayte, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maintains the Shechina here. But l'chetchila, to bring down the Shechina from Shamayim to Eretz, it should be Shori b'seichenu, so that already doesn't happen. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down from Shamayim to rest his Shechina on the Mishkan, so that's a ride that he was Vitra on Ma'isa HaEgel, and the relationship was back again the way it should have been. And the truth of the matter is, it was a stronger relationship than before. The Gro says, Ahav Rabba Haftonu, Hashem Elokeinu, Chemlo Gidoylo V'yaseiru Chamalto Leinu. The Gro is the one that touches up. Ahava Rabba was the original Ahava. But then when we made amends by the Chet HaEgel, the Kesher became stronger, that even after we had broken away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we did tshuva, it was Chemel Gedoyle B'Yisei Recham Alto Alein. That's that shtick. And Eile Pekudah HaMishkan Moshe Rabbeinu gave a din v'cheshven for everything. Shteit Medrash, V'loma Osa Moshe Iman Cheshven. Why Moshe Rabbeinu have to make a cheshven? Haloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yizbar HaShemoy Ma'aninoi. Hashem trusted him, Shenemar, Lechain Abdi Moshe, Bechol Beisi Neman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him a Neman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him a Neman. Marshal, if Rav Chaim Kanievsky would call someone a Neman, oh, Mamish, Shua. Chabetz Chaim would call someone a Neman. If the Ram, you go all the way up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechvaydu, Be'atzma, calls Moshe Rabbeinu a Neman. What more do you need than that? It's not Shaykh anything. So why did he make a Cheshman? He heard the Leitzani Hador, and he passed them by. It says, V'hoya kivay Moshe ha'yehela, v'hi bitu achrei Moshe. He started saying, oh, Moshe looks very good. He looks very good. You see his neck, you see his shoulders. He looks so well taken care of. So the other one would say, what do you expect? Someone that has all that money in his rishus, you expect him not to look good? Because that was the Leitzani Hador. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'hivazoi, as soon as I finish building the Mishkan, I'm going to give a din v'cheshbon on everything. So the Ber Yosef, the Sefer Ber Yosef, says a dover nifle. From here you have to learn how vite is the hashchosa of Leitzanus. How vite. Here we have a tzaddik that the Rabbi Shlomo's made him. Can you get any better eggs than that? B'chol beisi ne'amanu. And he's accused mamish of the other extreme. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that pay aleph on the base that says hagoynev es hakasva, which is klisharis kanoim poigim. Somebody steals klisharis kanoim have a right to kill him. What's the hezra advarim? Hezra advarim is the Gemara says in Bava Kama. What's the chiluk between a ganav and a gazlan? Why is it that a gazlan doesn't pay kefil and a ganav pays kefil and all of the hay? Why did they give such a knas to the ganav? Because the gazlan did not place a person over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not afraid of a person, he's not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a ganav, he's not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but people he's afraid of. So he put people over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a terrible, terrible, terrible avla. He's not afraid of Hashem. So someone that's going to be a sakasva, he's going to klesharis, he goes into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling place. And he steals from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that dwelling place. That's Kanon Poikwe. That's a Chul Hashem Shein Kamay. Kanon Poikwe is always Aboyal as Aram is Kanon Poikwe. Even though it's not Mamash Gili Arais like regular Erva, but in a certain way it's a Chul Hashem. You Machal the Kedush of a Yid. You lower the Kedush of Yiddishkeit. It's just a terrible Pagia, Pagam, and being the Amma Nifko, the Amma Hashem. Over here, going to be a kasva. It's mamish. It's the worst possible chul Hashem that in Hashem's house you're not afraid of him b'chlap. So these litzonim, what did they do? They took the biggest neman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they accused him of being the least neman. That in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house he's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's the koyach of litzonis. And he brings down the Rambam. In Perek Tezayin of Hilchas Tumas Taras, he says that this is the derech of Yeshivas Haleitzin, Harishon. In the beginning, they stand to talk Shtusim. Then it leads them to talk about the Gnusa Tzadikim. When we talk Kach, they come to be Kaifer and HaKadosh Baruch. That's the way Litzonis starts out. So this is the extreme, to take from one extreme to the next, the most trustworthy person and accuse him or insinuate that he was over on the worst possible egregious crime against Hashem. He says that's the koyach of the tzaddis. I saw a nifle de gemaisa. Rav Abishol Frankfurt, the Baal Shem said about Rav Abishol Frankfurt, he was the Rav of Frankfurt. So Baal Shem, he was the Rav when the Chassam Sofer was born. He was the Rav of Frankfurt. The Chassam Sofer was born in Frankfurt, he was the Rav of Frankfurt. Baal Shem said about him that he's a baki in everything that goes on in Shemayim and Oretz, Yish Kodesh, Ad Ma'od, a goyin and a Kodesh Mamish Nishayach. So anyway, there was once a machloikis between two of the wealthiest families in Germany. They were known to be big nadvonim and big oiskim b'zorchei tzibur, and that was tzichsuch and mamon. And they had to find the best and where to have this dintayra. And finally, they brought the dintayra to Frankfurt in front of Rav Amishel's desk. Ooh, this was a covet for Frankfurt, mamish. A covet that they come to the best in Frankfurt. The Amish, two of the most famous families. So finally they come to the house of Rav Amishel, where he had a room where he held dinei Torah. The two other dayanim were already waiting for him. And the two heads of the mishpachas came, and they're waiting for Rav Amishel. And in the shtoymen, at the anius that he lived in, mamish, he lived in such squalor, and such anius, in such pashtus, mamish. And they're talking, how could it be that, you know, Frankfurt, the big kahal of Frankfurt, allows their rav to live like this? Insinuated this is what he wants. It's not the pshat that the kahal wanted it like that. And then somebody pointed to a wooden menorah that looked so, like mamish, such anius, a wooden menorah. So one of the dayanim said, and there's really gold underneath it. It's just covered with, there's a little bit of a litzonis, you know. And so they were laughing. It lightened the atmosphere a little bit. Rav Amishel walks in, otif metalis v'tfilin. He covered his head like it was the derech. He covered his face not to look at the balei dvarim. He stands then, he doesn't sit down. Everybody stood up, and he's not sitting down. So he says, something's wrong here. He says, usually when I come in here, the Shekhinah is here waiting. He says, I don't feel the Shekhinah here now. The Shekhinah is not here. I can't hold this entire. The stomach is, somebody must have said it while with Sonis. And the Shekhinah, you know, with Sonis is Doicha Ragla HaShekhinah. He said, I'm sorry. And Shuldix, I can't do this entire. And he walked away. And the whole Tararam with the entire in Frankfurt in front of Rav Amishel went by the wayside. So that's how Vaita Koyach Lutzonis goes, it's Deicha Radway Hashem. So that's what he brings down over here. However, the Medrash Tanchuma has a totally different reason why Moshe Rabbeinu made a Cheshbon. Medrash Tanchuma over here says that Moshe Rabbeinu made a Cheshbon. Why? Amar Moshe. Yoideya Anishi Yisrael Ichpas Lohem. I know that Yisrael, it bothers them. Yoideya Anishi Yisrael Ragzonim Heim. And I know that they're nervous people. Hareini Oysel Lohem Cheshman, and make a Cheshman for them. So Ramoth Chetzukim and Zatzal's Masbeh was Pshat. The Yidden, Ichpas Lohem, Segeitza Unleavened. They knew that the Mishkan, the Ashros HaShchimah, that's the Koyach HaBroche, that's the Koyach of protection. That is mamish their whole Yisoid of Hatzlocha, and it's also the Yisoid of being Mechaper for the Chet HaEgel. So they were very nervous. They wanted their donations to make sure that which they donated got in, and they're Ramzonin, they're angry, they get nervous. So I'm going to make a Cheshmer for them. So it wasn't Al Tzonis at all. This Medrash is Choylik with that Medrash, with the Medrash Rabba. It was in the first month, the second year, Be'echad L'Chodesh, Hukam HaMishkan. State Medrash Rabbah, that the Binyan, the putting the Mishkan itself was finished in Kislev. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wait until Rish Chodesh Nissan, the Chodesh in which Yitzchak Avinu was born. And that's when it came, Rish Chodesh Nissan is when they put it up. Davin Fashtein, what was the kavan over here to wait? And then what shaykhis to chodesh shenoilud by Yitzchak? Like, what's the shaykhis? So the Sefer Dorish Mordechai says the Gaval de Gibshah. The Mishkan came to be Mesakin, the Chet of the Egel. What happened by the Chet of the Egel? The Shoirish of the Aveira that brought Klal Yisrael to be Chayta by the Chet of Egel, they were lacking Savlonis. They were in a rush. Where is he already? What happened? You know, immediately, we need a new manik, we need a new medium for the Shekhinah to descend upon. So Aaron tried, with all of his koiches, to try and push them away. L'chitchila, he said, you know, go and take the earrings off, oznei nesheichem. And Aaron's cheshbon was that women very much value their jewelry. They're not going to give it so quickly. And while they're fighting over it for the whole night, you know, by then already Moshe Rabbeinu will come. That didn't work. So Aaron said, Chag Hashem Hashem Mochor. You know, tomorrow will be the Chag. So he thought that will push them off. It wasn't Hashem. L'maisa, they did it before Moshe Rabbeinu came, and he wasn't able to hold them back. So it was the rushing into it. The Esav Lonis that caused the Aveira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka wanted to show them the Indian of waiting. There was nothing greater than HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the building of the Mishkan. This was the Tachlis of the Bria. HaShamayim Kis'i V'Ha'oretz Hadoim Ragloi. This was the footstool of the Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing them that this is a very important need. That Itakia was finished in Kislev, right? Ober, how are we going to be misakin that by waiting all the way until Chodesh Nisan? Now he doesn't explain what's the significance of the birth of Yitzchak. So I wanted to say, and Emes the Sfarim say this: godless of Avraham Avinu was, when was he promised? You know, he was promised Lecha Lecha, Mi'artzcha, Mi'ma'iladetcha, Mi'beis Avicha, Ve'escha Lecha Godel. He was told he would have Zerah, Kib Yitzchak. It's a long time that Avraham Avinu waited from the time he was promised until the time, must have been about 30 years at least, whatever, right? Didn't question, garnished. He said once, Bameh Eida, which is a shiloh, what he meant by that. But Lamaisa, he waited. So Chodesh and Oil by Yitzchak, that was the greatest savlonis that was shown by Avraham Avinu. Showed savlonis, he showed savlonis, that was the ticking for everything. I once heard a shmooze on this topic by Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal. He said a shmooze by Yossi Yeshiva way back when. He says the original chait of Adam HaRishon came because of a lack of savlonis. The Medrash says if he would have waited till Friday night, he would have made kiddush on the wine of the Eitz Hadas, and that would have led to the ticking of the world. And because of that, we have to wait. You know, that's really what we're spending doing. You know, we're waiting. And he moldeis over there, the chilik between a yid and a guy. Guy wakes up, first thing in the morning, he can get breakfast in bed. Only till he said, I am no washing, no getting out of bed. He's brought breakfast in bed. A yid, he gets up. He goes to the bathroom first to clean his goof, and he washes the tilas yodayim, and then he makes birchas hashachar. Then he first goes to the land of his lemishnayas. Then he goes and he davens in shul. He comes back home, you know. Before washing, it doesn't go, right? So you see a chiluk, a yid, he has savlonis. He doesn't have to chaperine everything, you know, right away. That's the whole avoda of a yid. It's the same thing l'marshal with preparing meat. It's a whole Seder preparation of meat. You know, there's the shechita, and then there's the cleaning of the blood, and then checking to see if it's kosher. It's a process with salting the kol minei zachen. You know, you don't get to eat it right away. My father, Olivar Shalom, once told me, he was working, you know, amongst goyim, and it was chagim. So there was a dover acher over there, you know. There was a guy, he just chopped off the head and poured the blood out and just drank it. This is ungoy. This is ungoy. So by yidden, you know, the whole mahalach of the yid is totally, totally different. That's the pshat. The inyan of waiting, that's something that's been ingrained in us, and that is, in a way, a kapara for the chayto ego. The kesef pikudei ho'edom ha'as kikar. The kesef of the senses of the Eid was 100 kikar. Vahima asa kikar lo tzekes es adnei ha-kodesh. They melted it and they poured the adonim, the shoes in which the krushim were put in. So the whole mishkan with the kelim were done from the nedivei ha-leit. Zov, chesed, chayshes, chesed v'adama. Only one thing in the mishkan was done by everybody equally through the Maxis HaShekel, and that was the Adonim that held the crushing. So why dafka the Adonim were different than everything else? Everything else was made with the donations. personal donations, and this was done al pi l'chiyav amasas Hashem. So the Ibn Ezra says that the Adonim, that was the foundation that the Mishkan stood on. The Mishkan was meant to be a nachla of everybody, l'zikorein l'bnei Yisrael. And Hashem rests his shechina when you have a unity of Gans Klal Yisrael together. So therefore, there was a hechruch that the foundation upon which the rest of the shechina rests, the foundation, that's made from everybody together, not from the trumas of Yechidim. On top of the Adonim came the trumas of Yechidim. The Medivi Halev, Zohar, Chesem, and the Chayshes. But the foundation upon which HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests the Shechina, that's the unification of everybody together. So it comes out, it's a Chiddush Gadol, that even though one might argue the Machzis HaShekel, they were forced to give. And the other materials came from the Nedivei Halev, so one would think that Hashem would value the Nedavos of the Nedivei Halev over HaKadosh Baruch Hu values the unity of Klal Yisrael more, and the Adonim were based on the unity and the collective donation of everybody together, even though it came Achmas Achiyav. Bayoim Achoydesh Arishon, Bayoim Rishon Be'echad L'Achoydesh, Tokim Es Mishkan Oy Homayit. Sa'agoyin HaKodesh D'Chosid Shebekuhuna Reb Nosan Adler. Zeich Etzali V'Kodesh L'Vroch, he asks a question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel that first he should make the kelim of the Mishkan, and afterwards he should make the Mishkan. And Bezalel turned it around. Bezalel said that's not the Derech HaOlam. The Derech HaOlam is first a person builds his house, and then afterwards he brings the furniture in. So it would make more sense to build the Mishkan first, and then you need a place to keep it before you make the furniture, before you make the kelim. You need a place to keep it. So he was mahapach what Moshe Rabbeinu told him, and he made the Mishkan first, and then he made the kelim. Now, l'chayra, what did Bezalel gain by that? Later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they finished making the Mishkan, the Dal's things, but they didn't put it up until Nisan. So what happened from here till there, the whole cheshbon of Bezalel went down the drain. Was trapped. So Zokter of Nosson Adler, that wasn't the problem. From Kislev to Nisan was not a problem. Why? Because the whole problem was that the Kalim were going to be mutl b'bizoyin, they're not going to have a place to stay. They weren't my ship, the Kalim. They didn't anoint the Kalim with the oil. And Mamela, there was no chash or b'zoyin of the Kalim of the Migdash. And Mamela wasn't the problem. Zoy bazoy, if that's the case, so first you could make the kelim now, and then build the Mishkan, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, and then later on, when you're ready to put up the Mishkan, you'll be Moshe of the kelim. So now Rav Nosson Adler said, because the Seder of the Meshicha had to be Lefi, the Seder of the Asiyah. So yes, they made the kelim, if they make the kelim first, and then make the Mishkan, so the Mashiach would have to be on the Kalim first as well. And then, during that interim, they're not going to have a place to put them. They'll be mutl b'bezayin. So he made the Mishkan itself, then he made the Kalim, and then it went l'fi the Seder later on. Moshe Rabbeinu could not come to the Oyel Mayit, ki shochan alav ha'onam. Because the Onan rested on it, he could not go into the Onan. The Gemara in Yuma Davdalon Amid Beis says, Rav Elazar Rami, Rav Elazar asks a steer, Ksiv lo yachal Moshe lo v'yal oil mayit. It says over here, Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go into the oil mayit, ki shachan alav ha'onan, because the Onan was on it. I by Matan Torah in Parashas Mishpatim, it says, v'yavim Moshe b'saycha onan. There he was able to do it. So, and it teaches me, Malame Shetavse HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Devi Abana. Enoch and Ami, could be he wasn't, but Hashem grabbed him in and brought him into the honor. Dvei Yishmael says that he made a pathway for him. There was like a little road, B'toich the honor, a shvil that he was able to walk through. So Hashem Yishmael asks the question, so why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the same thing by the Mishkan? So Moshe Rabbeinu cannot come in because of the honor. Why by Har Sinai was he able to come in? And over here, by the Mishkan, he wasn't able to come in. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the same shvil. So he says a beautiful pshat. He says, maybe he could say up here, Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara in Ksubas, Dav Hamad Allah says, Dorish Bar Kapor, G'doyle Maise Tzadikim Yoysum Yimaisa Shemayim Baretz. What Tzadikim make is greater than the Maisim of Shemayim and Oretz. By Maisa Shemayim Baretz, when Hashem created Shemayim and Oretz, it says, Af Yodi Yos Da Oretz V'yimini Tofcho Shemayim. Hashem did it with one hand for each one of them. But by Maisi Yedem Shal Tzadikim, it says in B'shalach, it says, Mochon L'shivtcho Pa'alta, Migdash Hashem Koinenu Yodecho, your hands. So the Yoyz that involved the Beis HaMikdash that was made through the Tzadikim, so it involved Hashem's both hands being involved in that. So that means that the Maisi Tzadikim is stronger than the Maisi of HaKadosh Baruch. The Melabai Har Sinai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down mitzad himself. So that, it was Takishtar, but Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go in through that cloud. Mashenki in the Mishkan that was made through Maisa Tzadikim, it was done through the Nedivas Halev of Tzadikim, it was done through the building of the Tzadikim. So Sai, there was in a Sarusa the Lasata, there was a Sairus from here, and there was also a descending from HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. That was a much stronger on. So that Taka Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go through. That Kesher, so if it was a Kesher that came only from Shemayim, so it's Taka great. Hashem was able to make a pathway for Moshe Rabbeinu to go through. But something with the Tzadikim and Ma'orit from down here, that's the highest Madrega Shayach, that's the most Choshev thing, and it brings about the most Kedusha. And the power of that Onan was so great that it wasn't Shayach for Moshe Rabbeinu to go through. A guten Shabbos.